Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon! Hey, welcome in. Happy Wrestling Wednesday, everybody.
Holla at your boy.
The days feel weird.
Why?
Because you're here.
Oh.
On a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
It has been a little weird. I wasn't here Monday, and then I was here yesterday, and Dusty was down in Eugene, and now he's here, and yeah.
And then we got
Friday as a road game for the Ducks, and yeah, it's a big weird game.
All right, Danny, we got bigger fish to fry here. What the hell's wrong with you, man? What are you doing? On Twitter? That was an evergreen. We're going on Twitter. I see eyeball emojis. My favorite part is when Danny tweets something, I go to the comments, especially when it's cryptic, Danny. I go to the comments and everybody, I mean, it was amazing. Anthony Simons had been traded. Jeremy Grant had been traded.
Trade news!
People's moms have died. I don't know what was going on. What are you eyeball emojiing people for?
After a little hiatus and a lot of work, Joe Simons and I are back on TV.
Hey!
It is not Blazers Outsiders. It is a reunion, though, and we bring along Tyree Smith from K2.
What an exciting time.
And
guys being dudes.
Rip City wrap-up. Trailblazers postgame.
Hey, let's go!
We'll debut Friday night.
I like it.
Happy birthday to me.
Hey, congratulations. Is your birthday.
It's literally my birthday. So,
hey.
Very cool.
That is great.
I assume that at several points throughout the season, you're going to bring on your seasoned radio producer to appear on the show with you, right?
Yes.
Oh. I was kind of expecting this.
Mm-mm. It's gonna call all that I ask for is this comes back. Bust.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just a little Busta Bucket. What about some Rip City Rhapsody?
Rip City Rhapsody was a good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
If anybody, one of these days, I'll tell the story about how this all came together.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hard.
That's very true.
Very hard.
I mean, we won't be thinking about playoffs for a while.
Tell you what. Hey, you know, I will suggest my services for a Jeff Rust voiced open for your show.
Ooh.
Bad boys.
Yeah, much like our WKRP and our Dolly Parton thing. Mm. Yeah.
Well, hey, man.
I expect you to. I really expect you to run that by K2.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I know that you won't.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is it hard?
This is super cool.
Whoa. That's awesome. So Friday night, it returns, the Rip City wrap-up. And now RIP to your mentions because...
They're going to be so mad.
You gave the eyeball emojis.
I don't use them very often. So when I do, people are like, wait, what's going on? So, no, but I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
It was actually really cool when K2 announced, or actually when I broke the news, and then when K2 did their thing, when they went on air and broke the news that they were going to be the new TV partner, they actually got a ton of feedback. They were asking for outsiders to come back. So, thank you to everybody. That definitely helped in the process and of them saying, yes, we want to do this with you. So, again, it's me and Joe and then Tyree Smith, who is the sports director for K2. So
that is great.
You should be excited because that's effing awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's super cool. It's super cool. So
that's great.
Joe's like literally one of my best friends. So getting to do a show with one of my best friends here and then getting to show with that night with one of my best friends at night is... super cool. So yeah. I'm stoked.
Is Tyree on Twitter?
He is.
All right. I don't follow him.
Well, I mean, to be fair to you, Tyree is still, he's not been in the market yet for a year.
Yeah.
But he's going to hit the ground running. I think everybody's going to like him.
All right.
He's an incredibly energetic dude.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That's really cool. Again, RIP to your mentions because... Oh, good golly, Miss Molly.
Oh, they're going to be mad.
They're going to be mad. But, hey, you know what? I don't care.
Right?
I know you don't care either. All right. Yeah.
Oh, we know he doesn't care unless he's sitting on the crapper.
No, yeah, that's right. I mean, and if you are upset about it, just know Danny will get to your upset tweets.
Give me time.
During his evening constitution
tonight. Give me time.
Yes.
All right?
It'll be late tonight because... we're running a little test for it tonight.
Oh, all right.
Drillbuzz is not on air tonight.
So maybe it's your pre-show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. it's going to be late. We're running to make sure everything works tonight. But yeah, no, we'll be on every game, every post game after the Trailblazers get done. So.
RIP to your sleep schedule.
Oh, it's just shattered.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, because Danny's is a sleep schedule that had a big problem.
Well, I mean, yes and no. Let's be honest. It's
actually, that's a good point. RIP to your morning show prep for this show.
Exactly.
That's if you guys only knew how much
Captain No Kids over there.
Yeah. Well, also, if you guys only knew how much show prep I did also while on the toilet.
We ain't found shit.
Yeah. Anytime you see those things getting added to the dock at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, that's what's happening.
That's about 3 hours before Danny gets up.
No, that's I'm up. I'm up and barely conscious. I'm going through my sports day.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well,
finding everything that I missed.
I'm happy for you, buddy. That is great. I'm glad that one thing that also signals to K2 is in it. Obviously, this is going to be not just on K2, eventually January 1, Rip City TV. When that launches, that's where the show will live. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There will be some bumps and some things that we try that don't work and some things that do work. It's basically going to be a little playground until January 1st.
Okay, well, now, am I out of bounds in asking about this? Because I think this is what I heard before, is that the 2.2...
Yes,
is
the 2.2.
Going to be the 2.2 is going to be the Rip City Television Network.
Yes.
Which will be, if I remember correctly, basically everything, all things Trailblazers?
Yes.
Like all day, every day?
I would, at this time, because
it's the 2.2,
there's going to be a lot of content there.
Okay.
So I know some things that they are planning. Nothing is completely locked in because, again.
Like I said, I may have misread some things.
No, no, you're entirely right. It's going to be a place where content lives. And I've had discussions with the Trailblazers about some other stuff, too. I'm very excited. This is why I... The show isn't why I broke the K2 stuff. I have been excited about the way where the Blazers are and whoever their TV partner was going to be because I kind of had an idea of what the Trailblazers wanted to do with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a huge win for Blazers fans and how this is going to turn out. the preemptive, it's going to be bumpy for the next couple months as things change over and they get ready to get to Jan 1, is going to be a real thing. And everybody's going to go, you're carrying water. Yes. Yes, I am. Because it's for my employer and I want things to work well. All right. So, but yes, I will do my best to answer as many questions as I can as we kind of bridge into the,
bumps as everything gets up to speed.
But by January 1st, when RCTV launches and KUNP launches and everything comes about, we should hit the ground running.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
All right. That's great, man. That's great. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Way to go. You guys are back. Will they make you cut your hair?
There, a discussion was had about that. The I believe the exact line was, well, this is television. And I go, I can show you 500 plus episodes of me wearing a hat. Yeah. So,
did Steve Dunn come and say, hey, look, this is how you gotta look?
Steve Dunn, I had not met him until I went and did an on-site with him after they did this. And what an incredibly great human.
Can I give you guys...
Wonderful dude.
Can I give you guys a peek back to about 2010, I think it was, maybe 2011? I was the remote engineer getting Isaac and Suk on the air in Arizona for the national championship game when the Ducks played Auburn. And for a few days that week, we were out in some like shopping square and what have you. And a K2 personality started walking up, and I went, "Oh, hey, look, it's Jeff Giannola."
Oh, no.
And
it was
And it was not Jeff Giannola.
No.
It was Steve Dunn.
Jeff Giannola's head. No.
Yeah. And I'm usually one of the guys that likes, I like to usually hold my tongue until I'm sure. And for some reason that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. That time I did not. That was apparently I still think about that till this day, like 14 years later.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
That's a oof.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Take that L on the way out.
Yeah. Boy.
So yeah. So now, I guess I'll put it this way. I have learned my lesson. I will never once again. The worst part is I'm a Portlander, Beaverton person. I've lived here my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I still confuse Jeff Giannola and Steve Dunn.
I'll never forget Jeff Giannola and what he looks like because of Marconi. Because of the Jeff Giannola's head.
Because of Marconi?
He had, for whatever reason, he used to hop on with him. Back in the day, he had a hit that he would do with him, and it was the most random thing. And they had a song called "Jeff Giannola's Head" because he had a massive, he has a big old dome, and it was fantastic. And that song lives rent free in the back of my head every time I hear Jeff Giannola's name. It's wonderful.
Wow,
it's wonderful.
I have not.
I was way off.
I have not thought about Marconi in quite some time.
When he got thrown off air, I was home on leave. And I remember listening to that segment and going, oh, dear God.
Yeah, that was back at our old building.
What?
That was back at our old building.
Coming!
Yikes. Yuzzles.
I was like, there's no way that just happened.
Mm, yeah, but it did. Yeah. Oh, it did.
I remember, a couple weeks after I got hired is when... Entercom went through a big wave of layoffs, and we lost a lot of good people. One of which now resides in Dallas.
Indeed.
He wasn't on the show that Jared, basically tried to pee all over him. He's on the next show.
But yeah, he is Gavin Dawson.
Good old Gavin Dawson. I love
the old G-bag.
I love Gavin. He's
Gavin's
a good dude.
Awesome.
Hell of a person.
Yes. The old Rop and the Mop from Saturday mornings.
That's right. That's right. My first on-air time on 1080 The Fan was I was an intern on Rop and the Mop, where I interviewed Oregon football players. Rop and I went down to Oregon Media Day, and I interviewed Oregon football players getting very upset about their NCAA football rankings and their ratings on there. And I'll never forget, Jackie Bates was probably the most angry of any person that you could imagine, because he was a corner, and I think his rating was like a 96.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I am the fastest person in college football.
How can you be mad with a 96?
Well, he was like a I think he took like third in the Pac-10s in the 100 meter.
I mean, I get it.
I'm pretty sure.
This is still like 16, 17 years ago, and he was already getting mad about a Madden rating?
This was 18 years ago, I think.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, it was an NCAA football rating. I think like he was legitimately one of the fastest players. He ran a 10.7 in the 100 meters.
Yeah, I remember screening calls on that Saturday morning show with Wrapping Them Up. And there was a CIP on the board, but I was screening calls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
On a Saturday morning.
Gavin was the first person.
Oh, he ran a 10.7 in high school.
Ever put me on air.
Gavin was awesome. Yeah. He always was very cool to me.
All right. Well, for those wondering, Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. Is K2 2.2 available on Comcast? I feel like that's a satellite thing. Yes, it is. It is on channel 302.
I know it's 302, and there will be an HD one.
Hold on. 1170
there we go.
Is the other one.
Yeah.
So
1170.
There's going to be some weird things.
302.
There's like the charge national versus charge local. The bet that I will tell everyone, unless you're in the Bend region.
I thought it was crash? Or charge?
Charge.
Charge?
Yeah. Go get an antenna.
It won't matter soon anyway.
Your best moves right now to watch Blazers games are twofold. Go get an antenna, Blazer Vision.
All right.
If you want to watch games, you can watch for free or the cost of an antenna, or you can pay for Blazer Vision. And those are your most consistent methods to help.
Well, no, I mean, it will be.
Come January 1st, the other stuff will roll in.
It will be on Comcast. At the very least, you have 302 on Comcast. And I know that.
There's contractual stuff that's weird.
Yeah.
Without getting into the minutiae of it all. But come January 1st, there should be more alternatives.
All right. Well, there we go.
Yay.
There we go. A new show, Danny's Eyeball Emojis. It was about the Rip City wrap-up.
It was not that important.
Now, Rust made a good point. I won't bust the bucket back. Rip City Rhapsody. Rust, I think the song you need to make is Rip City Wrap-Up City.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Where you just take Rip City Rhapsody
and
you sample it.
Yeah.
You Weird Al Yankovic.
I like
that
it.
That son of a bee.
I like
to
it.
To Rip City Rhapsody. That's going to be a tongue twister. Make sure you're not.
He's already working on it.
Make sure you're not three sheets to the wind.
Oh, do I? Well, first off, that's a hard one, but.
Yeah. Rhapsody.
I feel like we can make this into an open.
I can see it.
Yeah,
I can see it.
All right. All right. Okay, let's. Whoa. How did I forget that?
Ba-da-da-da-ba-da.
All right. Well, let's get to regular scheduled radium programming. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody giving all the shout outs to Danny, Joe, and Tyree. Rip City Wrap Up coming Friday.
Friday, we debut.
Friday. Wrap-up show for the Portland
Trailblazers. Please,
God,
everything
and the best
good.
Thing is that you won't be on after the post-game, like we did with the old Trailblazers Pulse. Mm.
No.
Back in the Dizay.
Mm. No, so this will be the same spot that Outsiders was. Yeah. So Brooke and Michael or Neil, whoever's in the studio, they'll go and then we'll
because I know Dusty, right, I know both Dusty and Brooke remember those days.
It was very late.
Yes.
Very late.
Trailblazers post-game went pretty deep. When we did Outsiders, there were multiple times when I left the Comcast.
Trailblazers post game went pretty deep, and then we came on.
There were times when I left that building at midnight or later, for sure.
All right,
for sure.
Look, I don't see a lot of angry responses yet.
Give it time.
Yeah,
I do see one on the old YouTube chat. From Lazink, is Isaac going to be asked back on?
Well, the reason why he got fired is gone. To be totally fair to Isaac, the same guy that got him canned tried to get me canned.
We've bro. Got to bifurcate those
so,
two things.
Yeah, bro.
All right. Let's get to the sports portion of the radio program here, huh?
There you go.
Let's do it. The loophole has been closed. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Loophole hath been closed. Y'all remember that one time that Dan Lanning sent 12 guys on the field during a game?
Oh yeah, way back when.
Yeah, you guys remember that?
Way back when.
He admitted to it on a Monday press conference.
It's
like
been 84 years.
Was that before or after Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime at the Bourbon Bowl?
Well, it was actually before that, because if we're going by Waterboy, the kicker finding his... I guess it'd be after, because he found him in the second half. Yeah. It'd be after Bobby Boucher showed up, because that is when the kicker...
How the kicked Mud Dogs that onside win the Bourbon Bowl?
Yeah, that's when the kicker hit that onside kick, and right at him. He found his. Yeah. That would be after. So I guess it'd be after Bobby Boucher came up, or came out at halftime. Well, here we go.
Oh no, we suck again.
The NCAA has closed the loophole. Rules committee said that they were going to look into what the ruling was on onside kicks. Now, there's a little bit of a backstory here. Terry McCauley, rules expert and former official. So he tweeted this out after Lanning had essentially admitted to intentionally putting 12 men on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was very careful with his words and didn't flat out say it, but the results speak for themselves. We go through all scenarios in his response. Terry McCauley said NCAA rules makers set themselves up for this a few years ago when they unnecessarily changed the rule to make 12 men on the field on defense always a live ball foul. Previously, this play would have been a dead ball foul with no time coming off the clock. Today, the NCAA has changed the rule again. After the 2-minute warning, if the defense has 12 players participating during the play, the offense will have the option of resetting the clock to the time of the snap. The 5-yard penalty may be accepted or declined.
Yes. And here's the thing. I had a very long, drawn-out argument with a mutual friend of ours who is a Duck alum and friend, who he later got to the point that he admitted the reason he was frustrated was because the Ducks weren't getting enough shine because this rule was getting too much. This little bit of the game was getting too much shine. It's not that big of a deal. It's not. It didn't change or violently alter the game in a manner that
it was one of several plays that Ohio State wishes that they had back.
Yes.
The reality of it is, the very next play is the one that mattered the most.
Yes.
Which Ohio State, they lost 4 seconds. The average football play,
4 seconds.
Okay, they would have run that play. And the success or not, but they got 5 yards out of it regardless. And then they had another opportunity. And with plenty of time, with 6 seconds left, you can run a play
and still get
call
down.
A timeout. Yes. What happened, though, was the best case scenario for Oregon in that Will Howard slid late.
Yep. Yeah. And here's the thing. When it comes to any penalties, if a penalty is inflicted on a defense, it should not in any way, shape, matter, or form negatively impact the offense.
Well, quite literally, it should penalize the defense.
Yes.
And not the offense.
And that it didn't means the rule needed to be changed.
Yeah.
And not even changed, altered and addressed to close a loophole.
Yeah, that's already been closed, and then they opened it back up.
Yeah. Ooh. Can I interject here? So what I have seen is that most of the uproar over this is that Oregon intentionally used a loophole in there to benefit themselves.
Yes, which every team does.
Yes. And so you've had people like Mike Golick, who was a college football Hall of Famer, but he went on and he played in the NFL for a long time, and saying that there is a rule that the officials could have used to say that if they thought Oregon did this on purpose, they could call it an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and reset things. Now, here's my problem with some of that argument in trying to say that you have a team using a penalty to purposefully benefit themselves in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cornerback and you're beat. Your ass got beat on a route.
You reach out and grab.
And you reach out and grab and you tackle that dude.
15's better than 7.
And instead of a touchdown, you give up 15 yards. How is that different?
It's not. But this, you're right in that it is not. We have seen this at every level of football, though.
It does not punitively impact, the penalty itself does not punitively impact the offense.
Well, in that case, does, because if the receiver goes downfield, he catches a touchdown.
Yeah.
Then that you're trading 7
points.
And
at least in the NFL, it's a spot foul instead of just 15 yards.
But you know, that's completely different in that the NFL, I think that's a dumb rule, because you see it. The spot foul is ridiculous with how often they call it.
Well, so how do we go? How do we
far too punitive?
How do we fix that between the two?
Well, you don't need to, because college and the NFL can play by a different set of rules. In this case, like, there's several rules that you can exploit for your favor. There used to be, right, before they closed this loophole as well, in that teams would jump off sides intentionally, false start intentionally, offenses would, back themselves up 5 yards, but the clock would keep on running, right? We've seen that before.
Take the intentional delay of game.
We saw
sometimes.
That, but then the clock stops at that point.
Right.
But teams used to milk time off the clock by intentionally having illegal formations or jumping off sides. You would see that time and time again, and that would hurt defenses that were looking to make a stop. We saw it in the NFL. Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel, right? Vrabel in the Titans, they took two of them in a row to milk that time off the clock, and third one would have been the unsportsmanlike, right? And clock stops at that point. this is nothing new.
No.
And this is nothing new over the history of football, that if there is a way to exploit a rule, coaches will go to the every length to exploit it.
And then what ends up happening is, in either college football or the NFL, the rules committee or whatever version of that exists will close said loophole.
And this is exactly why I was surprised on Monday that we heard Dan Lanning say it. I mean, that we talked about it on Monday on the show, and I said, this is one that he's going to take to the grave with him. When he came out and he gave the explanation that he did, that we go over every scenario, results speak for themselves, I was surprised that we got that out of Dan Lanning, because everybody and their mother knew what the reaction would be, which is the NCAA rules committee comes in over the top. But guess what? Now Lanning's going, well, we did it. And guess what? Nobody can use it against us moving forward.
Which is smart. The funny thing is, I have seen Ohio State fan, you know, well, that's the reason. It's like, no.
That's not the reason why.
No, you had six situational things that you screwed up along the way.
And Oregon had several situational things they screwed up along the way. And if they would like to trade an interception on the first drive for the six seconds.
To square that back away.
We could go ahead and do that.
Yeah. But again, if you're going to try to legislate that and be like, oh, it's a deliberate manipulation of the rules, then you have to change that pass interference thing too for a cornerback.
It's
not terribly different.
It is, because within the play, and you're trying not to get beat deep. Like, look,
it is a deliberate manipulation of the rules and the penalties.
But then you would have to change holding penalties, right? Where an edge rusher's coming off the edge and your offensive lineman grabs him. You can't do that.
Is it different for this particular one?
Because of the fact that it's an unsportsmanlike aversion of the rules.
I purposely tackle you because I know that you're going to catch the ball for a touchdown.
But that is within,
and instead of 6 points, there's a difference. It is a 15-yard penalty.
I know. There's a difference between that, which is in the throes of a game and in throes of a play, and intentionally saying, nobody set out at the beginning of a PI or a hold or anything to say, you know what I'm going to do? Right here. I'm going to do it.
Look,
they intentionally said at the beginning of the play, we're going to know that this rule, it favors us. And it gives us an advantage, and we're going to defy it.
But
there's a difference there. There's a big difference there.
I will defer to you because you are the footballman, and I am not, but I still, myself, don't see a huge difference between the two.
Yeah. I think in a play when everything is going on, you don't set out at the beginning of the play to be like, I'm going to PI the you-know-what out of this dude.
Well,
even
I guess,
though maybe Denzel Burke could have.
He could have.
A few times.
I guess,
probably should have.
I guess, can I put it this way? If it were not Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks that did it, if it were Ryan Day, if it were Nick Saban.
Ryan Day, by the way, was very excited that they got the 12 men on the field penalty.
Getting the 5 yards, this is the discussion that I had with a mutual friend, I was like, that's the thing that could have if Ohio State doesn't brain fart this is something that could have drastically backfired.
Well, but if it were Nick Saban that did it, that did what Dan Lanning did and the Ducks did, would we be having the same conversation if it was Nick Saban that did it?
Yeah, I think
the other side of this is if this was...
I don't think we would.
If this was UTSA...
I think we would credit Nick
Saban. I think then we would go.
Yeah, I think
if Nick Saban did it, we would be like, that dude is a genius, just like we all knew.
Yeah, Lanning has gotten that too. Warren Sharp said, this is genius.
Yeah, no, I saw those. Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I think magnitude of the game, over 13 million people watching that moment, I think that plays a role in it. And I think Danny's right. Like, if this happens against Idaho, I don't think we're...
Perfect circumstance of number two versus number three on the last drive in a one point game in the final 10 seconds.
And again, like I said, I will defer to you. I'm not the footballman, but to me, it looks like if it were somebody else that maybe had done it, it might be a whole different discussion.
Yep. All right. Loophole hath been closed by the NCAA, and nobody else will be able to take advantage of 12 men on the field under 2 minutes to waste precious seconds.
Accidentally.
Or intentionally.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sir, it's called gamesmanship.
Danny, the results speak for themselves. Okay?
It's gamesmanship.
The results speak for themselves. All right. Hey, Magic Healers in New York next on The Fan. Here's Rust. You know, those magic waters of New Jersey seem to be fixing all the ailments.
They aren't the blessed waters of the Lake Minnetonka.
Game blouses. No,
it's crazy how fast hamstrings heal, man.
Yeah, it's not the dry Vegas air that did it. No.
It's the moist New York air.
That's right. Maybe you got that. You know Mississippi mud, what they used to rub down baseballs.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, moist is one of those words that just makes my butthole pucker up.
Mississippi mud is what they used to rub down baseballs and footballs now.
Mm.
To give a little extra tack and breaking.
And you have a very pristine process for the way you rub your balls.
I do.
Jesus, I can't take you guys anywhere.
But the Mississippi mud is actually from a swamp in New Jersey.
Which is... Okay. Knowing what you know about both locations, where would you rather have your mud come from? New Jersey or Mississippi?
I guess neither.
Look, if I got to choose, I'm going Mississippi.
Yeah, I feel like maybe Maine is where where I'd want it.
Well, I mean, look, what is in the mud can be wildly different when you're talking about New Jersey and Mississippi.
We ain't found shit.
No, you'll find that in the New Jersey mud. Yeah. I'm almost certain.
Well, maybe Devontae Adams used some of that swamp mud, rubbed it on his hamstring, and now he's fine.
I mean, he very clearly shut down because he made a business decision.
Oh, there's that too.
Yeah.
Days after being traded, literally a day after being traded to the New York Jets, the interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich for the Jets said today,
he's going to go.
He thinks he's ready to roll with his hamstring injury that kept him out of the last couple of games down in Vegas.
Otherwise known as lying in public.
Yeah, buddy. You've taken to task injury reports this year.
Mm-hmm.
You've not been happy with injury report. The San Francisco 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, the way they handled it. I've become numb to it and just assumed, and this is the way I look at every injury report for every single sport.
They're trash.
Everything they do is to benefit the team.
Yeah.
If they have to put a label on a guy and they put him as questionable, you know, questionable is 50-50.
Yeah. Which is what...
Quite literally every player is 50-50 until that game kicks off.
Yeah. If you look at NFL rosters like the day before, it is just... There's 20 guys that are questionable.
And a game that has basically 100% injury rate.
Yeah. 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 You had Devontae Adams, which I thought was great. Aaron Rodgers does his hit with McAfee still, Pat McAfee.
That was great.
And then just sliding in the back of the frame was Devontae Adams like, oh, hey. It was a nice slide in.
Rodgers gave him a little like, go ahead and do it. Yeah. And then he just Joe Bucked his way on in.
Just kind of
Collinsworth. I'm sorry.
Chris Collinsworth did in. Just kind of slides in. And he said, you know, I'm feeling great. Fortunately, I'll be able to roll.
Fortunately, he's been resting for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Hamstring is back, and look, this is that little business side of it.
The Raiders were doing what was best for them, and then Devontae was doing what was best for him.
No doubt about it. Everybody knew he wasn't injured, but Devontae Adams is going to be ready to roll this week against Pittsburgh in his debut for the New York Jets. Mm.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, did you see what Roethlisberger said?
No, I actually... kind of don't
know,
care
was it up
what
against
ben
a bathroom sink
says.
Yeah, it was he threw Justin Fields under a bus and backed up over him. He said, paraphrasing, there's nothing that he has done or hasn't done or that should keep Russell Wilson off the field.
Oh, well, maybe there is one thing. Let's get to that, because it does appear that Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers when Devontae Adams takes field for the New York Jets, because Devontae Adams fixes their defense. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on The Fan. All right, the Jets are going to have Devontae Adams when they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend, but we'll see how much he has in the tank there. The Pittsburgh Steelers appear to be making a change. Yesterday, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, said the Steelers plan to give Russell Wilson first-team reps in practice this week. Today, the reports come out of Pittsburgh that Russell Wilson was indeed taking the first-team reps at quarterback in Pittsburgh as he's been dealing with a calf injury. They're saying he is now fully healed. Justin Fields did not wow anybody.
He has
there was
done,
one game. He had one game.
One game where really he, yeah,
threw
he had,
for 300.
Yeah, that was the one game he completed passes over the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunnyman shines on a dog's arse some days.
But he has been effective in running the football, which we know he can do.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good running back.
And he is a guy that they have eked out wins, close wins.
Mm-hmm. With the exception of the Raiders game. They dump truck the Raiders.
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems...
But even then, even familiar. In that game, he was terrible as a quarterback.
How about this? Justin Fields... Mm-hmm. would be the first starting quarterback in the Super Bowl era to lead a team to a 4-2 or better record and not start a seventh game. Quarterbacks that got injured
is
excluded.
That, yeah, is that
the
really surprising,
one.
Though?
Well, that he's the first. This is like a baseball stat where it's like, dude, you're 4-2. Things are working. You just dump-trucked... Your words, not mine. The Las Vegas Raiders. And you got some winnable games against the Jets and the Giants coming up. They're in a really good spot right now. And they're saying, yeah, Russell Wilson's our guy. I think the surprising part is we saw Russell Wilson the last handful of years.
It's just, you know, I'm looking at the PFF grades right now. Justin Fields is currently the 21st ranked quarterback.
Yeah, all right.
By passing metrics.
Hey, all right.
I believe he's very high in the rushing metrics. Josh Allen, Tua, weirdly enough, got limited games. Yeah, he's 10th in the rushing metrics. But,
hey,
I mean,
not that bad.
His decision making, his
limitations. He is not a guy that you can you can't
no
you can't roll him out there and say, as the Steelers do, say we are going to be competitive.
Yeah.
We are going to be in every game.
And that's the thing is that you can't go into a game with a game plan that can you change even really mildly with Justin Fields.
Yeah,
it has to be his ability to run the ball and make plays extending out of the pocket because you can't you can't run any kind of like West Coast, you know, 5-yard checkdowns and opportunities over the middle of the field because he's shown he can't and won't make those throws where Russ will.
Hey, you know where Justin Fields graded out last year on PFF?
Where?
31st.
Good God.
He's jumped 10 spots in the rankings. How about that?
I guess when you've got some offensive help.
Oh, you have an offensive line?
You go from getting murdered. But that's the thing. It's like...
Murder ball.
He does have some weapons. He does have some protection. And even then, like, you know, that they had that one... I can't remember who that one game was against when he, you know, went off, which he did in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He did that a couple times where you're just like, oh... Like, he's talented. There's no doubt about that. But the consistency is that he's inconsistent.
No doubt about it. Well, he had in that game, if you look at on the season, he has 1,106 yards. In a 27-24 loss to the Indianapolis Colts, he threw for 312 yards. The very next week, in a win over the Los Angeles Chargers, he threw for 245 yards. If you're keeping up at home, 557 of his 1,106 yards... came in two of the six games.
He has less than 150 yards in every game but one, and it was 156 in week one.
Yeah.
It's 156, 117, then the two big games, then 132 and 145.
Yep, but he's winning. That's where the stat of no quarterback has ever gotten the hook in this situation comes to play. Russell Wilson last year, according to Pro Football Focus, 27th.
But
Fields was 31st.
And again, I think coming into the season, they're both cooked.
And Kenny Pickett was 29th.
Eesh.
Literally wedged in between their two current quarterbacks was Kenny Pickett.
They just refuse to do anything in that position that gains them any ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with Russ, even as cooked as he is, they're going to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
He has the ability. Now, he doesn't have, obviously, the athleticism of Justin Fields. That's where I think they're going to maybe run up against it, and maybe they ultimately come back to Fields. But with Russell Wilson, they do have the opportunity to explore all of the field through the passing game. With, yeah. with Justin Fields, you don't. I just, you know, his career is borne out that he cannot and will not consistently complete passes in the middle of the field.
Yeah,
I mean, it is what it is at this point. It's nothing new.
That's brutal, dude. That's brutal, dude. Well, yeah, you have the not so fast, my friend. We are not going to be doing this any longer. Russ Wilson, your new starting quarterback for the Steelers. Watch Russ go off.
I mean, I can see
go
it.
Go back to Mr. Unlimited against the Jets.
I mean, if he goes back to the version of Russ that Pete kept in a box, it. Well, you don't.
Arthur Smith would love to have a quarterback hand the ball off, take shots downfield.
Play action, yeah.
But what this would mean is that Russell Wilson needs to concede that he is not a downfield thrower. And he never has been over the course of his career. And his career, when it was the most successful, was when he was protected by a great run game and opportunistic throwing chances.
Yes.
Right? That's where he was great. And Russell Wilson wasn't great at that. Russell Wilson was elite at that. But he's also lost a step because of his elusiveness was one of the things that made him so prolific in throwing downfield, waiting for those guys to get behind the defense and just huck it up and tutty buddy. Mm-hmm. But we saw in Denver, oil and water with Sean Payton and him.
Lack of
weapons, too, and an offensive line that still is not very good.
I think the infrastructure that Mike Tomlin has, because with Payton, it's still not rock solid.
God, no.
But with Tomlin, it's the most rock solid in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much what he says goes. And I think if Russ wants to be appreciated and, I don't know, maybe look at getting another contract in the NFL, he's going to have to shut up.
Yeah.
And look, I know Mike's not out there running the offense, but it's one of those situations where I think the trickle-down effect is shut up and do what you're supposed to do. You get to start.
Yeah, the standard's got to be the standard.
Yeah.
Can I point you guys out to one stat?
Uh-huh.
The Pittsburgh Steelers currently have the second best point differential in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is
1 point behind Buffalo.
Yeah, their defense has been very good, and
Beating the Raiders.
Beating
too.
The Raiders with a massive point differential was super helpful.
So Buffalo plus 39, the Steelers are plus 38.
All right.
Which I would never have guessed that.
Well, nor would I. You guys seen the Bears stat? Stat about the Bears? You seen this?
I've seen lots of Bears stats. Most of them read, make sure you hang up your food.
Yeah, well, that one. I'm talking about the football team Bears.
Oh, right.
Oh, not the one in the great outdoors where they shot the pelt off at the top of his head?
Or his butt.
No, but I think there's a big qualifier in this qualifying statement about the Chicago Bears. Let's get to that. Start hour number 2, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.